Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. Every year, thousands of innocent Americans are arrested or accused of crimes and later released or found to be not guilty. Unfortunately, for many of these people, the trauma of such an experience doesn't always end there. In many places, including North Carolina, predatory businesses obtain the mugshots that law enforcement officers take during the initial booking process, publish the photos online or in giveaway magazines, and then demand payment from the exposed individuals to take them down. And while it's true that such photos are public records, advocates like attorney Keisha Millett of the North Carolina Justice Center and litigation paralegal Lauren Robbins of the ACLU of North Carolina say it ought not to be legal for profiteers to effectively extort money from people, especially those who are innocent, to take them down.
Well, Keisha Millett, Lauren Robbins, welcome to News and Views. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you both. It's an interesting topic we're going to talk about today. Now, there's been some progress, it seems to me, from a distance in the, and I know you both work in this area, in the criminal justice reform world. And it seems as if there's finally seems to be dawning on some people, maybe even on the conservative side of the aisle, that our society needs to do more to correct injustices and to help people who have been involved with the criminal justice system to get their lives going again. But one weird phenomenon that seems to be pushing the other way is this whole phenomenon of the mugshot industry, which is something I would wager most Americans, most North Carolinians probably aren't aware of. But Keisha, can you give us just a broad overview of what the heck we're talking about here? What is this quote unquote industry and what are they doing to people who found themselves involved in the criminal justice system?
So many folks probably know what a mugshot is. It is essentially a photo that is taken when someone is arrested and booked at the time that they may be charged with a crime. So currently, mugshots in North Carolina are made available online, generally on websites that may be county run and otherwise can be redistributed or otherwise made available on third-party websites. And these mugshots, they can remain online for years and years. Just today, I looked up a mugshot that I was able to see from 2009 in Wake County. I am familiar with the particular case and know that it was dismissed, and yet that mugshot is still visible. And so it's one of those pictures that can last a lifetime and can do a lifetime of damage for folks.
And it's important to point out that these shots, these photographs are taken of people when they're arrested, but it's not necessarily people who are convicted. Many, many of the people who get a mugshot taken, they may have been the wrong person, or they may end up being acquitted of a crime of which they've been accused, right?
Right. So mugshots are essentially happen right at that point that someone gets a charge, but that can be later dismissed. Someone might also get a later finding of not guilty, or they may get their record expunged. And even for someone who may be found guilty, that mugshot may still linger years and years after that person has supposedly served whatever time for punishment or kind of met the terms of concerning that particular criminal act.
I want to bring Lauren Robbins in here. Lauren, talk to us about how this is playing out. It's not just that people are looking at county government websites. They're looking, it turns out that there are these for-profit outfits that are grabbing these photos, putting them in their like magazines and websites. Then what happens there?
Yeah, so these mugshots are accessible through magazines on the corner store and grocery stores, gas stations. But now that we've moved to mostly on internet and online articles, you know, these can be accessed online as well. And anyone can look up this information. And like you said, you don't necessarily have to be convicted of a crime. All you have to do is be charged and taken downtown, and your mugshot is taken and it's put into this magazine and put online. And, you know, the consequences from that are great.
As I understand it, you, at one point, I think you even mentioned a magazine that calls itself the Slammer.
Right.
The idea is that you actually then, these companies are actually charging people to remove their images from their website or from their magazine?
That is correct. So there are some websites, or most of the websites, I would go as far as to say all of the websites that have this information on them, will charge you to have your mugshots removed. And everybody wants to pay to have their mugshot removed. But, you know,
sure. person of low income, I assume that's a real problem.
Right. Not everyone has, you know, they can range from $50, $100, $300 to thousands of dollars to have your mugshot removed. And, you know, people have bills and no one wants to pay that money to have it removed, but they're preying on people's desperation to have that removed from their website.
We're talking with Keisha Millett, who's a staff attorney with the North Carolina Justice Center's Fair Chance Criminal Justice Project, and Lauren Robbins, who is a litigation paralegal at the ACLU of North Carolina. Keisha, so there's been a move in the General Assembly to try and do something about these bottom feeder, might be a way to describe these firms that sort of take advantage of people in a tough spot. Talk to us about the legislation and what's been happening with that.
Yes. So in the most recent legislative session, there was a Senate Bill 660 that was filed with bipartisan support, primary sponsors being Senators Lazara, Britt, Nickel, Johnson, and Muhammad. And essentially, there are two major components of this bill that we found really promising. One was that it would establish that a booking photo or mugshot is not a public record and that sheriff's offices cannot provide a copy of them in any format except for law enforcement purposes. And the other one would be to require these publish for pay websites and publications, such as the Slammer that Lauren described, to remove and otherwise destroy a booking photo of any person within 7 days of a charge being dismissed, ending in not guilty, expunged, or the grand jury found no true bill.
First, I should probably ask you what happened to the legislation. I gather it's still pending in the General Assembly at last report.
So the legislation was pending in the General Assembly. Now that session has somewhat concluded, we recognize that in terms of thinking about this particular legislation, we will most likely be looking to next long session beginning in January. But we do know that there's still momentum and that sponsors have still expressed interest in moving forward with this legislation in some form in the future.
Am I right that it got through the Senate?
Yes, it did. And so really, we needed to just get some additional momentum into the House.
Yeah, there's different points of view on the whole general issue of access to public information. And there are some who would say, well, look, someone's been arrested, that the public has a right to know. It's a protection for them, in essence, if we get a public photograph. If you see a photograph on a mainstream news site, but you would argue that that's really not necessary.
Exactly. So I think one of the reasons that mugshots have been really popular is people believe, one, I think what I've heard of some people say, it's a form of entertainment, which is unfortunate. And also people believe that they are promoting public safety by keeping mugshots available online, where in reality, there are many ways that if there are concerns about someone having been convicted of a crime, that there are other means such as background checks that can be addressed. Another common argument has been around individuals who have been victims of crime being able to access that information. And we have heard from victims' rights advocates that actually that visual image is not what's necessarily needed for their further public safety. And so this idea of public record is not actually serving our public safety needs, but actually in different cases could make circumstances even more dangerous for folks, particularly where their mugshot is allowed to linger for months and years.
I believe I'm right. The North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence has endorsed the legislation.
Yes.
Lauren, I'm sure you've talked to people whose lives have been affected by this. Am I right about that? Have you talked to actual individuals to whom this has happened? There's not much in the way of advice we can give them right now, other than to, I guess, be determined and try to raise the money to try and get these things taken down.
Yeah. So for a very long time, for the past 3 years, I was the paralegal for the City of Durham's DEER program. And the DEER program stands for Durham Expunction and Restoration Program. And I've came in contact with hundreds of people at my time at the DEER program and met plenty of people who were concerned about their mugshots being accessible online, even after their charge was dismissed or they were found not guilty, or even after they've served their time. And like Keisha said, being able to see a mugshot after so many years, the one she was referencing from 2009, I believe. That case was dismissed, but, you know, after someone has served their time, they're still concerned about the mugshot being available. So, yeah, I spoke with people all the time and gotten their opinion, and that was a really big concern. You know, all of the fees and the fines that go into the justice system, and then to turn around and be extorted for more money just to have your mugshot removed. And I cannot stress this enough, even if you have not been convicted of the crime, if it's been expunged, that's just always at the top of their concern as well. So yeah, it's definitely something that needs to be considered for the community.
We're coming to the end of our time with Keisha Mallette of the North Carolina Justice Center's Fair Chance Criminal Justice Project and Lauren Robbins with the ACLU of North Carolina. Keisha, has there been any experience in any other states? Have we heard anything from any other jurisdictions? Has this arisen in other places? Is there any experience we can glean from that?
Yes. So one model legislation that we have looked to is in Utah, where in that state, there is both the limit around if someone had in 2021, it was there. House Bill 228 on jail photo distribution prohibition. If someone had dismissed, not guilty, or an expunged conviction, then that mugshot must be removed after 7 days. And if somebody had actually was convicted, found guilty, there was a 30-day removal. And then very narrow set of exceptions around distribution of mugshots. So that's one that we look to.
Sounds like you'll have a model you'll be working on next year. Sounds like this is an issue that's not going to go away as far as y'all are concerned. We'll be looking forward to the 2023 session and a new round of debate on this very important topic. Keisha Mallette of the North Carolina Justice Center's Fair Chance Criminal Justice Project, staff attorney there, and Lauren Robbins, the litigation paralegal with the ACLU of North Carolina. Thank you both for your service and your good work, and good luck with this initiative as you go forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Remember, you can check us out online and subscribe for free to some of our state's best news coverage and political commentary at ncpolicywatch.com. You can also listen to all of our interviews and commentaries on Apple Podcasts. For producer Clayton Henkel, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.